morning and welcome to Starting Right with Danny Mac. I'm going to be here every Monday to Friday to help you get a great 5-minute start to your day. So grab your cup of coffee, sit back, relax, and let me help you start your day right. Have you ever noticed that God often uses children to teach important lessons to adults? Well, today we discover that truth one more time as Peggy Porter tells this story about her son, Gilbert. She said, "My son Gilbert was 8 years old and had been in Cub Scouts only a short time. During one of his meetings, he was handed a sheet of paper, a block of wood, and 4 tires, and told to go home and give it all to Dad." Well, this was not an easy thing for Gilbert to do. You see, his dad was not really receptive to doing things with his son. But Gilbert tried. Dad read the paper and scoffed at the idea of making a pinewood derby car with his young, eager son. The block of wood remained untouched as weeks passed. "Finally," his mom said, "I stepped in to see if I could figure this out." The project began, and having no carpentry skills, I decided it would be best if I simply read the directions and let Gilbert do the work. And he did. I read aloud the measurements, the rules of what we could do and what we couldn't do, and within days his block of wood was turning into a pinewood derby car. It was a little lopsided, but it looked great, at least through the eyes of his mom. Gilbert had not seen any of the other kids' cars and was feeling pretty proud of his Blue Lightning. It was the kind of pride that comes with knowing you did something on your own. Then the big night came. With his blue pinewood derby in his hand and pride in his heart, we headed to the big race. But once there, my little one's pride turned to humility. Gilbert's car was obviously the only car made entirely on his own. All the other cars were a father-son partnership with cool paint jobs and sleek body styles made for speed. A few of the boys giggled as they looked at Gilbert's lopsided, wobbly, unattractive vehicle. To add to the humility, Gilbert was the only boy without a man at his side. A couple of the boys, who were from single-parent homes, at least had an uncle or a grandfather by their side. Gilbert had Mom. As the race began, it was done in elimination fashion. You kept racing as long as you were the winner, and one by one the cars raced down the finely sanded ramp. Finally, it was between Gilbert and the sleekest, fastest-looking car there. As the last race was about to begin, my wide-eyed, shy 8-year-old asked if they could stop the race for a minute, because he wanted to pray. The race stopped. Gilbert hit his knees, clutching his funny-looking block of wood between his hands, and with a wrinkled brow he set to converse with his father. He prayed in earnest for a very long minute and a half, and then he stood, smile on his face, and announced, "Okay, I'm ready." As the crowd cheered, a boy named Tommy stood with his father as their car sped down the ramp. Gilbert stood with his father within his heart and watched his block of wood wobble down the ramp with surprisingly great speed, and it managed to rush over the finish line a fraction of a second before Tommy's car. Gilbert leapt into the air with a loud, "Thank you," as the crowd roared in approval. The scoutmaster came up to Gilbert with microphone in hand and asked him the obvious question. "So you prayed to win, eh, Gilbert?" To which my young son announced, "Oh, no, sir. That wouldn't be fair to ask God to help you beat someone else. I just asked him to make it so I don't cry when I lose." It's true that children seem to have a wisdom that goes far beyond us. Gilbert didn't ask God to win the race. He didn't ask God to fix the outcome. Gilbert asked God to give him strength in the outcome. When Gilbert first saw the other cars, he didn't cry out to God, "No fair, they had a father's help." No, what he did is he went to his father for strength. Do you ever think that maybe we spend too much of our prayer time asking God to rig the race to make us number one, or we take too much time asking God to remove us from the struggle when we should be seeking God's strength to get through the struggle? Philippians chapter 4 and verse 13 tells us that I can do everything through him who gives me strength. Gilbert prayed a very simple prayer, and yet it spoke volumes to those present that night. He didn't pray to win, which would then hurt somebody else. He prayed that God would supply the grace to lose with dignity. Gilbert, by stopping the race to speak to his father, also showed the crowd that he wasn't there without a dad, but his father was most definitely there with him. Yeah, I think Gilbert walked away a winner that night, with his father at his side. Have a great day, my friends. We'll talk again tomorrow. Thank you for listening today, and I invite you to join me Monday to Friday right here on Starting Right with Danny Mac.